Track 2, Secrets of Our Seas. Photographer Chris Taylor loves snorkelling off the North Norfolk coast. Here he tells us why and talks about the amazing discovery which landed him in the headlines.
The cold and murky North Sea isn't the first place you'd think to head for snorkeling, but it holds a surprise which reveals itself for just a few days each year. Much of the year, the water here is like gravy, a murky brown, zero visibility body of water, not pollution. We receive the blue flag for clean waters every year without fail, but sediment stirred up by the water's action. Being one of the few places in England to face north into the North Sea, we can endure some fierce storms blowing down from the northern latitudes. But for a few weeks in the summer, if the weather is calm enough, the sediment drops out of the water column, revealing a unique underwater ecosystem brimming with natural treasures for those willing to don a mask and snorkel. Literally a stone's throw from the low water tide line at Sheringham is the North Norfolk Chalk Reef. Designated a Maritime Conservation Zone, MCZ, in 2016, the 100-million-year-old chalk reef covers an area of 321 square kilometres, stretching 10 kilometres out to sea, reaching a maximum of 20 metres depth, running from Weyburn in the west to Haysborough in the east. Usually in August and sometimes September, with the fine summer weather, come very calm seas. It needs a few days of flat water for visibility to clear, and only takes the slightest swell for the sediment to be stirred up again. But when the water does clear, it reveals a whole world unknown to even many of the lifelong local residents. I usually aim to time my snorkeling sessions with the low tide or shortly after slack tide when the water currents are minimal and the depth of water allows me to swim down to the bottom and glide along these corridors. One area known locally as the Gullies offers 6 feet high walls and arches of chalk teeming with life in around 12 feet of water at low spring tide. A sunny day helps the clarity and colours for photography hugely, although at night, snorkeling can be great fun too. In some areas, the chalk forms ridges, arches, and perfect holes for lobster, crab and prawn to hide while offering a stable, rough surface substrate for the various seaweeds, maritime plants and sponges. Other areas known as pavement are flat plains of flint and chalk boulders with patches of sand which can provide the opportunity to see flounder and sometimes tiny cuttlefish. With England's largest Atlantic grey seal colony just 10 miles along the coast at Blakeney Point, we occasionally see seals while snorkeling, although they are usually wary of humans here, so they probably see us before we see them and keep out of sight. Many fish species frequent the chalk reef, including large sea bass, mackerel, ballonrass, tompop blenny, common eel, greater pipefish, weaverfish, sea scorpion, flounder, and many more. They may not be as colourful as their tropical cousins, but to me they are every bit as interesting. For more than 300 years, there has been a crab and lobster fishing industry on this coast. It is said that due to the chalk reef, the crabs and lobsters here have the sweetest flesh of any in the UK. In recent years, the crab industry here has dwindled as fewer people want to endure the hardship of a fisherman's life. But those that remain manage and protect the reef as a farmer may protect his farm. In the 1960s, the local fishermen societies managed to implement a no-trawling bylaw, which has gone a long way in protecting the ecosystem and soft chalk substrate from the ravages of indiscriminate trawl fishing. The local crab and lobster fishing industry is one of the few worldwide commercial fishing activities with zero bycatch and has various laws in place to restrict the minimum landing size and protect the crustaceans with eggs to ensure a healthy population. This coast has seen its fair share of shipwrecks over the years, each with their own fascinating story, some with substantial loss of life, others more fortunate. It was while returning to shore from a snorkel earlier this year that I suddenly noticed large pieces of metal and wood looming out at me in the near distance. Following the wreckage along the seabed, I realized It was a substantial shipwreck spanning over 50 meters. I photographed the wreck as I swam along it, and on submitting the photos to local historians, discovered it was the wreck of the SS Commodore, a 120-meter steamship carrying coal which ran aground here in 1891. Luckily, there was no loss of life, but the wreckage and large coal-fired water boiler created a serious hazard for fishermen, so at the start of last century, it was blown up with dynamite. An historical record describes how large chunks of metal rained down on the golf course set on the cliffs just inland of the wreck. I had heard stories of this wreck before, and had gone looking for it, but obviously never got in the right location until now. It helped that the sea conditions had scoured away the sand, revealing a lot more of the wreck than had been seen for decades, especially from under the waterline. The photos and video gained a lot of local, national and international media interest, with the BBC News website featuring the video on its front page for 5 days, and even a feature on a morning show on US TV channel CBS. Filming the wreck was exciting, and it has since been once more covered by sand, maybe not to be revealed again for decades. But my real passion is in seeing the sea life and watching its behaviour. Over recent years, I have been lucky enough to film in the Masai Mara and Botswana. The excitement of what you will see on an African safari for me is comparable to the surprises under the sea here in Norfolk. In recent years, I've started taking people along with me snorkeling and produced a YouTube video to offer people tips for safe snorkeling and the best places to enter the water. I enjoy being able to share the wonders of these shallow waters. The people that come along with me are always buzzing after discovering for themselves the magic of the chalk reef. By educating people about the thriving chalk reef just meters from where they walk on the beach every day, I hope to raise awareness of the ecosystem and the importance of minimizing litter and pollution. The chalk reef is a tough environment, enduring the battering of northerly storms every winter. But this ecosystem isn't designed to deal with plastic and chemicals, so the more that people appreciate the sea isn't a bottomless rubbish tip, the better. A note from Chris Taylor. Since 2003, I've been a full-time photographer and filmmaker, shooting everything from weddings to stately homes, wildlife, tourism brochures and events. But recently, I've been moving my work in a direction closer to my heart, travel and maritime imaging. I've lived in Sheringham on the North Norfolk coast all my life, growing up by the sea, with an obsessed naturalist for a father, and that's meant I've learnt to love and understand the wildlife and ecology of the area. I attained an honours degree in coastal biology at Hull University in 1993, but life took other turns, and I never really put it to use professionally. But the passion for everything coastal has always been there. I've been snorkeling in the waters here on and off for the last 30 years, although only recently started documenting what I see using underwater cameras. I currently use a Panasonic Lumix GH5 in underwater housing, with a couple of small LED light panels for additional light for photos and video.